All bets are off when UNC and NC State meet in football. In a series filled with chippy play and year-long bragging rights at stake, there's no love lost between the Tar Heels and Wolfpack. And Friday's game carries more importance than most meetings between the two schools. With a win and a loss by Wake Forest on Saturday, NC State can clinch the Atlantic Division and appear in their first ever ACC championship game. UNC head coach Mack Brown, who has won his last seven games against the Wolfpack, downplayed the motivation of trying to spoil his rival's season, but also acknowledged rivalry games stick with the players long after graduation.
They've understood this rivalry since they were really little, and they want those bragging rights for the rest of their life if they're going to live in this state or live near this state. And I said, people are going to come up to you 25 years from now and say, did you beat State? What was your record against State?
The Wolfpack will enter Friday's contest with an 8-3 overall record and 5-2 mark in ACC play. Among their more notable results are a home win over Clemson and a road win at Florida State, who defeated Carolina earlier this season. NC State's defense ranks in the nation's top 20 in yardage allowed, and quarterback Devin Leary is playing the most efficient football of his career. With that in mind, Brown said the Wolfpack are one of the more balanced teams he's seen this year.
They're a well-coached, well-rounded, confident football team. Leary's playing so well. Like I said, he's hard to get on the ground. He's very accurate. So they don't have any areas that seem to be weaknesses from what I can tell.
One of the stars on NC State's defense is linebacker Drake Thomas. Thomas is a hometown hero from Wake Forest, North Carolina. His speed will challenge a Carolina offense, which will likely see the return of quarterback Sam Howell after a week of rest. With Thomas posing a threat to Howell's running prowess, offensive coordinator Phil Longo knows his unit will have to play to the best of its ability against the Wolfpack.
You can tell that they're in a rhythm and they're playing good ball and they have a lot of confidence. So what do we got to do? We got to match the physicality. I think we have to scheme it up so that we can create some advantages for our guys. And we got to attack them the same way they're going to attack us. I think it's going to be a physical ball game on Friday night.
UNC senior linebacker Jeremiah Gimmel, playing in his last regular season game for the Tar Heels, echoed an early Mack Brown talking point by emphasizing the importance of winning in-state games.
We can't really compete on a national level if you can't win your in-state games. And I think that goes for all the schools around the country who play their in-state games. You really can't get put on the map unless you're beating your in-state matchups. It's kind of like, you know, it's usually the winner of those states who end up going on to have the more successful season. So definitely being undefeated in state is really important.
A win over NC State Friday would make Gimmel 3-1 in his career against the Wolfpack and move Carolina to 9-2 against in-state opponents since Brown returned to UNC for the 2019 season. It would also be the second straight season the Tar Heels are undefeated in-state, once again making them de facto state champions. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.